Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Before we begin the show, a quick reminder to please take our survey. Just visit MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the banner that says Survey. It only takes a few moments. It's anonymous, so your info is safe, and it helps us out a lot. Thank you. And now, the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Robbie. Happy happy birthday to you.
Yeah, yay. Marilyn.
I'd be lying if I didn't say it didn't move. It's very sexy.
What did Oscar get you, Robbie?
Oscar, he went the utilitarian and most appreciated route, a massively funded but very, very gay-looking Starbucks gift card.
Yes. The most feminine Starbucks card they offer.
Yeah.
Do you know why I like to ask? Do you know why I like to ask, Robbie?
Yeah, because you want to one-up him.
I know. I always like to know where that bar is.
Bar.
Gotcha.
No, seriously, did you get my gift? It should have arrived yesterday morning.
No, it did not.
It said here it did.
Really?
Yeah, it says, your gift should have arrived yesterday morning.
I did not see it.
Did you send it to his house?
Or did you send it to the...
Yeah, I did. It's expensive.
Really?
Oh, nice.
Oh. Yes.
I have to look very carefully for it. Maybe I didn't go in the front door and I missed it. You know, right, sometimes they hide it under the welcome
mat. Just tell
mat.
Them what it is.
Yeah.
I don't want to give it away because that spoils the surprise.
You don't want to spoil a surprise now, do you? Everybody loves
I don't want
surprise.
To spoil the surprise. Let me see if I've got a sound effect that could communicate that. Hold on just a second.
All right. Searching.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Yes.
Ooh. Oh, something for the bedroom.
Yeah.
Pony. It's a hair dryer.
Oh, no. Mike, I have no hair.
It's a hair dryer. Yeah. No, I really, to be honest with you, we just had Christmas.
I understand. I understand.
Really? Yeah. I mean,
you're right, and that's another great guy's birthday.
He's not as great as you.
No, it's very close.
His AC needed coolant.
That's true.
What are the SPIWAC plans for the, and incidentally, I think everybody wants to know. They're the passionate people out there that know, but how old are you?
Can you believe I'm 45?
45?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I swear you're 48.
Happy birthday, Rob. I'm one of the Mike O'Mara Show's biggest fans, and I want to say happy birthday from Dirk.
That's your new Dirk voice?
That's my Dirk voice, and that's his card, and it's got a picture.
You're young
happy
still.
Birthday, Rob.
Well,
Dirk is the greatest.
Dirk is the best. 45 is pretty old.
It's not bad.
Tell me how you feel when you turn 45.
I really thought you were 48. Well, I'm like, he's going to be 50 soon.
That's sweet of you. Well, if I make it, I'll be there.
Hey, Rob.
Yes?
Rob, do you need any dentists?
Oh, these
I'm,
are
you know, I'm
listeners.
Already doing my Vistaprint. I'm doing my Vistaprint commercial too early, but I love it when you send me the.
And I sent you a couple more yesterday.
From the different people.
Sent you some like more yesterday. Bit. You go to the mail and you'll get your cards. Yeah, I turned 45.
We're doing a Vistaprint commercial today, and I'm glad we got them. But happy birthday to you,
Dirk. How you been?
Dirk's the man. I love Dirk. I truly love Dirk.
As a matter of fact, my birthday plans are partially funded by Mr. Vastrick.
Oh, really?
He sent me a gift certificate to the Peking Gourmet Inn.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
What a wonderful, nice guy.
He's the best.
Really wonderful, nice
he is
guy.
The best. So we'll be headed there Saturday, but tonight.
God, he's generous. He's one of our most generous listeners. And of course, let me explain the way the Mike O'Mara Show works, especially me and Rob and Oscar. You send us something, we'll take it.
Absolutely.
That's it. That's the way that works.
Absolutely.
Send it along. We'll take it. We are takers of the first order, and we will take it. So you're going to the. So is that you're going to be your big birthday outing?
That's the
is
birthday that outing. But tonight the supper club participants are coming over for dessert and a few drinks. And
did Mrs. SPIWAC get you a gift?
Mrs. SPIWAC has something waiting for me, but I will get it tonight. Because we don't do gifts in the morning.
So the kids didn't get you your, you haven't opened your kids' gifts?
Actually, Robert did something that was totally unexpected and extraordinarily sweet. Yesterday, he took his own money and he walked to Target, which is a pretty good hike from our house.
Wow.
Picked out, got me a card and a bag of licorice, which he knows I love.
Isn't that
black
sweet.
Licorice.
See,
and
that's
he,
good.
He brought
that's
it down
good.
To me this morning, and Julia, we'll lower the bar for her. She did remember to wish me happy birthday without being prompted or anything.
That's
no
nice.
Gift, no card.
That's a nice
but,
thing.
You know, and then Carrie said it first thing to me before she even got out of bed. And it's nice to be recognized by your family than have them remember that it's your birthday.
That's better sweet. To be recognized
and you
by
love
your peers.
Birthday.
I do like my birthday. Yeah. You know what? And really what has changed it, and I will say this with all honesty, when you open up Facebook and you are deluged with greetings, it feels pretty good.
You put in the time.
Yeah, but you put in the time, but you have to really, and I don't want to
have a boss
far
birthday.
Be it for me to pour water on your birthday. I don't want to do that, but you realize that the Facebook thing is the, I mean, it's the land of the lazy. It's the laziest way of anyone.
Yeah, but it fills his cup.
It does, Mike. No. And 5,000 little traces of effort make up for a... It's like getting 10 really good birthday greetings. So it's nice. I love
it.
I think it's
fun. How many did you get? Did you count
thousands.
Them
I imagine thousands,
right? I think it was in the hundreds
this morning.
Can you
count them up? Can you add them up maybe and let us know tomorrow? Can you add them up and maybe count? I mean, that'd be a fun activity. What else do you have to do? That'd
I'll
be
count
fun
them up during the show.
He will count them up during the show or something.
Oh, that's... see, don't mock the boy for helping you out.
He's
I'm
Adrian.
Diego's helping you out.
That's what
there,
he said.
You know?
I'm not. It's just when he gets excited, sometimes the Pedro voice creeps in.
Count the birthdays.
I will count them
then,
up.
And then I will have... We'll make it a competition, and I'll see if I can get more on June 22nd when I celebrate my birthday, and you don't get me a gift like I didn't get you a gift.
Oh, no. You know what? Now I will definitely get you a gift because now the revenge...
My revenge
will be sweeter.
I plan on bringing you... You're both birthdays in March, and I happen to know that, and that to me... You know what I call that?
What?
I call that progress.
But the fact that you know the month?
That I know that they're both in March. I think that's progress.
He's baby stepping.
Yeah. Baby
stepping,
you know,
sure.
By the way, excuse me. I mean, with the world I've been doing here, you know, I'm buying air conditioning systems down here, okay?
Yeah.
Something's got to
give. You know what I'd like for my birthday?
Something's got to give. It's my friends.
Something's got to give. So that's
how about
right.
this,
absolutely.
Mike? For my birthday, can you draw up a paper that has me 10% owner of your air conditioner? Now, I will never like come down and claim it. It'll be like an honorary thing, like when they used to sell shares
like
to the
colonel.
Ringling Brothers. Yes, mm-hmm. Like my colonelship. Let me be 10% owner of your air conditioner.
Not only am I going to do that, but
you know, you got it.
Or all right. How about, and if I made a small plaque, would you put it on the air conditioner?
Oh, that's even better. The shtick alone is priceless.
I don't want it on the thermostat. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to like, you
what
know.
What is the day? 7th, right?
Exactly, yes. Mike, except it's the 8th.
Oh, okay, all right, sorry.
Every year.
This is the time of year where he forgets the days.
Yeah, well, they all bleed into one another.
Yes.
It's all the Dayquil. He's busily writing something.
Oh, my God.
Down.
He's writing a contract.
He is writing a contract. Mm-hmm. I have to initial here.
Do you have a typewriter or a ticker tape machine?
I don't. I have a. I don't have a ticker tape machine.
Yes. Yes.
Because I want to know how GE is doing in 1936.
Yes. You know, I'm making my living here. We're on the air. We actually started early. You don't just lean in. I'm doing my job here.
Who are you talking to?
Yeah.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, hi, Carla. Hey, stop by anytime.
Talk to them.
Oh, okay. You look beautiful.
Yeah. Congratulations, Oscar.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Congratulations. And I've been meaning to send a card. I just haven't found the right one yet.
No
we
worries.
We got our St. Patrick's card with your beautiful son on it yesterday. Thank you for
awesome.
Sending
yes.
that.
I'm happy that you received it. It took a while to get to you, huh?
If you looked at my fridge, it looks like little Michael is actually... like our child.
I don't believe you, Oscar.
Hand to God.
Picture.
He's all
saved,
over it.
I have saved all the cards that you've sent of Michael as he's grown up, and I've made a flip book. So actually, as you flip through them, he ages.
He's all over
That's
my fridge.
Idea.
Keep sending them, Carla. They're, beautiful.
They're beautiful.
Okay, look, guys, I need to talk to you about something.
Yes.
Yeah.
I am bored.
Don't tip anything in the show that I prepare, okay?
This is new. You don't even know this.
Uh-oh. Oh, wow. This is going well.
Yeah, pipe down, Mike.
Mm. Yeah, Mike.
No, I was just listening. I was just listening to Wednesday's show. I'm a little behind.
Yes.
But anyway, it was about Mike not fitting in, like being a square in a circle or something.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I just like him being a square, like it's 1958. Yeah. Mike, you're such a square.
So they can see
he's a square and a round peg. Yes.
No, square peg and a round
hole. Anyway, I am so bored.
You're bored?
You're bored?
I am so bored.
Why don't you guys take a road trip? Come on up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We need to do something.
Yeah. Get out of Dodge.
I just feel like doing something, I don't know, reckless maybe?
Hey, yeah. Maybe for Mike's birthday, I'll send him a deck of cards. And you can learn how to play some card games. Good way to pass the time.
Why don't you guys come to D.C.?
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Maybe we'll go to Key West together. Helpful. Let's move the show to Key West.
Yeah, bring the show to Key. We'll do the show in Key West. No? We're going to hit the road soon. We're going to get out of here.
Yeah. Something's going to get hit soon.
Yeah. let me just check. When the spinal surgeon gets back to me, I'll keep you posted.
Okay?
Hey, Mike, why don't you have your spinal surgery in a destined
back? Oh, nice kiss. Big smooch.
Mike?
She came back with a big smooch.
There really is a win-win here. Why don't you have your spinal surgery in a destination city?
Yes,
like Mike. Surgery. Yeah,
like New Orleans.
Yes, you have your back fixed in New
Orleans. Added to my list of effing disappointments.
It's Mike O'Mara's new Las Vegas back.
All right, be it known that on this 8th day of March in the year of our Lord 2016, Rob Spiewak has been granted a 10% interest. Let me pump that up.
10%. You'll know that
I wasn't just BSing my way around. I'm going to do it in a cartoon size.
Font. Yeah, but don't use a cartoon font. It has to be something stately, like Times Roman.
Courier New.
Helvetica. Something with serifs.
Helvetica is actually... that might work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or some people say Helvetica.
Helvetica.
What do you like for your font here?
12 point.
Not Comic Sans. Then you look like you're a dummy. This is serious. This is a Times Roman moment.
And you can quote me. Moment.
It's a time.
How about Apple Chancery?
What is that?
I'll show it to you. Wingdings. Right now.
Not Wingdings. Then he can't read it. Then it's like secret code.
What a great gift. What a great gift I'm giving him.
So glad I thought of it.
It's very generous.
I mean, that's fantastic. Well, you know, sometimes the best gifts. Don't you wish we could all think of our own gifts?
Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
Well, if we apportion off our own property.
Now all I have to do is the small plaque that says the Rob Spiewak Memorial Air Conditioner.
You know, it would be hilarious.
Hold on, let me wait for my printer from Hewlett Packard. Carly Fearing.
You could do this when he goes to sell the home. Uh-huh. They'll have that AC covenant.
Yes,
where they have to come to you and find you, so you have to sign off on the 10% before the AC can be completely theirs.
That's a beautiful thing, Mike. Let's be it known
that on this 8th day of March in the year of our Lord 2016.
Keep reading.
Rob Spiewak has been granted a 10% interest in the brand new air conditioning system for the O'Mara residence in Fort Myers. Signed.
Well, then you have to sign it. Or do you want me to sign it? Because I usually do your
signed
signing anyway.
Mike O'Mara, head cheese.
Yay! And who doesn't love
cheese? Isn't Carla a notary public?
I think she's bored, Oscar. She's bored. She wants Bobby Cannavale is what she wants.
I understand that.
Mm. I'm a broken down fragment of my former self. I've got the head cold. I've got the diverticulitis. I've got the bad hip. I now have thrown my back out again. I was looking at spinal surgeons today. I am a hot mess. I can't even go outside and throw a golf ball out there anymore.
But other than that.
Other than that, life is fantastic.
Yeah, things are looking up.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Suspect your husband's having an affair? Worried your wife may leave you? Concerned your daughter may have run away with gypsies? Then put your fears to rest with the Butterfield Detective Agency. With my array of disguises, I can blend seamlessly into almost any environment.
Firefighter. Holidaymaker. Infant. Explorer. Fitness instructor. American. Christmas man.
And that's not all.
Sailor. Croupier. Lord Mayor's croupier. pyramid worker, theatrical ghost, Central America, male air hostess.
And that's still not all.
Gay man, Australian, tea lady, comedian, office worker, carpet salesman.
That's all. So call the Butterfield Detective Agency now. And I promise I will try my absolute hardest to bring your loved ones back to you, dead or alive.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Viper Studios inside the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. Our show today brought to you by the Ring Doorbell System. The Ring Doorbell System is truly something that has been so much fun for the O'Maras. We love that. And by the way, do you hear that, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes.
That's the sound of visitors. Or maybe a package of delivery. Or maybe the sound of someone planning to rob you blind.
Uh-oh.
That's right. Turn the music down. I'm doing shtick here. 95% of home break-ins happen during, you know, it's tough to do, you know, to do this. Well, it's like, build me up, buttercup. You know, your birthday. I don't. You don't need to think about the board today. Anyway, the sound of someone planning to rob you blind. A lot of these home burglaries happen. They just come to your door.
Yep.
They ring the bell. If you're not home, they get to work. 95% of home break-ins happen that way. With the Ring video doorbell, the one that I have on my front door, you can see and talk to anyone at your door from anywhere in the world. Now, not only do we use it for touching, wonderful, lovey greetings from my wife and son when they come to the doorbell and ring it just to say hi to me when I'm out and about. But you really, really use it for a home security device. If someone doesn't ring your doorbell, Ring's advanced motion detection alerts you, and it's like caller ID for the front door. You see who's there. I see what packages are being delivered. I see if there's somebody that shouldn't be at the front door that is. And installing the Ring video doorbell, all I need to tell you is I did it. Okay, you can hardwire it to the electrical system, or you can do what I do. You put the batteries in it, and you just stick it up next to the door, and that's it. It is so easy. Put your mind at ease and protect your home with the Ring video doorbell. It's named a top 10 gadget by both Time Magazine and USA Today. Our listeners get free expedited FedEx shipping when they go to ring.com/TMOS. Remember, ring.com/TMOS. With the Ring video doorbell, you are always at home. So go to ring.com/TMOS and rest easy, my friend. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
You know what's really cool about Ring? They have their own YouTube page, and ooh, people submit some of the funniest videos from their Ring doorbell, and I've found a couple that are really great and linked on our YouTube page. So make sure you check them out. It's really, because it's not just all security. Sometimes it's some really funny stuff. Good videos to check out. Look at it.
That is wonderful. I will tell you that it is another day in sunny South Florida, and glad that you guys are getting a little of the decent weather coming your way back east. I'm happy about that. And I do plan on bringing a satchel full of goodies for both of you for engagements and birthdays.
You don't need to do that.
You know that.
Because really, it's such a hassle to go to Amazon and click on it. No, I'm just kidding. It's quite easy. But can I be honest with you, Rob? I was quite shocked after the disaster that was your last gift. And, you know, it was both the one you gave me and the one I gave you.
But don't you think that it canceled
minimal,
out?
Both of us, let's be honest, both of us putting the minimal amount of intellectual. You don't give a shit about me getting a gift, and I don't give a shit about you getting a gift. Rob, you don't. You don't, and I don't. So, I mean, it's like, why are we, you know, there's one person, thank God, who maintains, and look, there's a lot I dislike about him, but there's a lot I like about him. And Oscar is kind of a thoughtful gift giver.
Now,
I gave you the Starbucks, even though it was not one of his A-list, like, Alexa kind of gifts. It was a gift that you truly use every single
day.
Very
generous,
right?
And wonderful. But you see, Mike, the thing is that gift that I gave you for Christmas is, and I'm only going to do this one little defense of it.
Okay.
If it had been for your model of phone, you would have loved it. And I just got your model of phone wrong. You were a 5 and it was for a 6.
Because no Carly, fuss, no muss.
Carla
I'd
loves
love to
it,
agree,
right?
And I'd love to not. No, she doesn't. No.
She doesn't love it?
No, it broke.
It was a. Well, she's careless.
No, it's not because she was careless.
Carla!
Oh, no.
Baby's at preschool, so I can do this, that.
Oh, right. You can do that.
Carla!
What happened to the phone charger thing that Rob gave me for that you ended up using because it was not for my phone? What?
It broke.
It broke.
Oh. How did it break?
Rob said you were careless.
It was a joke.
Burn.
Come on in.
Yeah. How dare you, Rob?
It was a joke. How did it break? What was the flaw?
The string, the cord broke.
The lanyard.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, wait, you know what? I have a gift for you, actually. I have a gift for you, Rob Spiewak.
No, yeah.
Get another one. This I'm using it as a prop. Get another one. Get another one. Here we go. Okay, ready?
Yes.
This is going to be fun. Yeah. I'm using the video today because I love the connectivity.
Okay, hey.
Don't get happy.
Right. HD, baby.
It's a Florida greeting from Mr. Florida Grapefruit.
That actually looks so
Hi,
good.
Hi, Rob.
That does. Hi, Rob. Doesn't it look
Yummy.
Sexual in a way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike's Rob, you can
showing
put
us the
your...
Mike, stick your finger in there. See
no,
what happens.
No, don't. Don't do it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's... Yeah, you show it what's what, Mike.
This is citrusy.
Yeah.
You know what that is? That's a pink grapefruit.
Can I eat this during the show?
A seed?
What yeah. 12 years you don't old. Want it now. You don't want it now with my cooties on it.
Finger okay. cooties.
Cuticle.
Bye-bye.
Cuticle.
Have a nice afternoon. Don't get too bored.
Yeah. Now, how there can she are. Be bored after you did the grapefruit show?
Yeah.
The grapefruit show. Looks like an anus, the grapefruit show.
Here's Mike O'Mara for the Florida Citrus Board.
Hi there.
Big citrus.
Yes, sirree. Do you know I'm not just for eating? I'm sorry. That's terrible. I'm goofy. I'm all
You're
I'm all NyQuil
drunk,
and DayQuil up.
Drunk.
I'm punch drunk. I'm on the NyQuil, DayQuil like regimen. I'm living on that stuff. That's my drug of choice.
Now, the DayQuil is almost like speed. Doesn't it have some sort of accelerant
no,
in it?
No, I think it really does. It's the decongestant factor. I don't get all hopped up on
all
it.
All right, all right.
But you get loopy.
But I'm on my third
loopy.
Tea. I'm on my third hot tea.
Now, you're doing NyQuil at night, right?
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Oh, yes.
And now, with his Broadway show, Great Moments from The Godfather, here's Mike O'Mara as Vito Corleone as he has put a grapefruit wedge in his mouth.
Let my grandson running in the tomato patch. I'm going to die right now. I'm going to die. I'm going to drop dead and die. That's the way it's going to go.
Hey, update on my mama. Did I give you an update yesterday?
You mentioned it briefly.
Yes.
My mom is back out of the emergency room in the defying death once again. The 95-year-old woman, as my sister, with her sensitive text to me.
I believe the text came pre-show.
Yes.
And we talked about it after the show.
After the show.
Now, my sister is the primary caretaker up there. She's living this every single day. And my sister, as you have met my sister, tougher than I am, actually. Quite a bit tougher.
Yes.
She knows how to deal with it, and she's absolutely been a phenomenal caretaker for my mom.
Okay.
But I qualify that simply because it is a bit of an ordeal when you are in, out, doctors, then finally, after a lengthy stay in the nursing facility at her assisted living facility, she moves back to her apartment, and then 2 days later, she passes out at the dinner table and rushed to the ER. My sister, I believe, reached critical mass. So here is the, this is yesterday morning at 11:46, so, you know, right around the time we were wrapping up the show.
Yep.
This is the text that I get. The happy, joyous text that they were releasing my mother from the hospital and she was returning to her apartment. This is the text.
All right.
From Kathy. Feisty as hell this morning, being discharged back to her apartment. Go figure.
Wow.
No, this is just back and forth. Here it is. And I'm going to say this because I don't think it's cruel to say it. And I think that it's also the reality that both my sister and I and my mom enjoy together.
Yes.
This woman is 95 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She has lived a wonderful, good life. The days of being poked and prodded and spoken to about procedure A, procedure B, it's gone. She's not doing it anymore. She doesn't want to do it anymore. She wants to live her life and let the chips fall. And we have total agreement with her about that. And so, you know, much like if I was a heroin addict and I'd kick that horrible drug,
yep.
You live it one day at a time. That's the reality of this. She spoke to a wonderful cardiologist who said, listen, the risk factor of for a woman at your age to get in there and do all this and that and this. So I will cherish every conversation that I have with my mom. I will say a prayer every day that when I swing back up through New England, I'm going to be able to see her again. Might do a flight up there again before, but she seems to be doing okay. So that's the reality. And the good news is she is back in her apartment.
That is good.
The conversation I have, when you realize they're really 95, is we're beginning to have a conversation about her health. And she says, I feel fine. I got a little dizzy, and they think it might be a cardiac thing, but they're not sure. And so they're going to send me back, and I think I'm going to be fine. Oh, honey, I have to go. I said, oh, well, really, what happened? Are they coming in to do some tests? No, breakfast is here. Bye-bye. And
food
that was,
is a dominant thing.
Yeah, and they've got her on medication to let her eat and enjoy food. So that's where we are, and that's the reality of having an elderly parent. And the good news is, like every stage of this ordeal, it's not an ordeal, it's reality. It's everybody deals
right.
with it. We've all been on the same page, and I'm extraordinarily lucky that we are on the same page regarding her care, and that includes her because she's got all her buttons, and so that's the latest. But Kathy, go figure.
Let me offer this.
It's probably tough, and it's tough for you, but it's great that Kathy's there. But she's got to deal with this day in, day out.
Yeah,
Kathy is trooper. I mean,
I know I'm the guy. I'm her. Yeah. For
you
my
know
family.
What that is. Yes. You know what that is, yeah. And that is and I hope that your siblings, Oscar. I'll give myself a pat on the back. I hope your siblings communicate to you their level of appreciation that you're the guy that runs point for your mom in D.C. because I let my sister know that as often as I can.
They do.
I think that's
they
important.
Do. Cool. They absolutely do.
So that's it. That's where we are with that. And really through all the my issues I realize what really knocks me down. It's not connectivity with the show. It's not getting a cold or having a back issue or anything like that. What it is a loved one being sick, and that's more of a priority mm-hmm. to me than anything else. And that threw me for a loop over the weekend. But now she's back in her apartment. Chowing down, hopefully having her breakfast as we speak.
May I offer an encouraging thought?
Sure.
Is that I do not have elderly parents, but I've been through the passing of my grandparents, and I was very close to them, so there is a parallel there. Lost one to dementia and lost one to heart issues. And it is so much easier to lose one when they still are mentally with you for the whole ride because you can talk to them and let them know that you're there. Yeah. And in all of this, it's a tough road, no doubt, but you're blessed that you can still call and talk to her.
Didn't you play one of the goodbye speeches in your audio vault yesterday? Let's see. If we were there, I would write down Jerry Lewis and I would hand it across
no.
to you.
No, actually, Mike, what I had in yesterday's audio vault was this.
Nancy was a fighter.
Even better.
So that's
there
what,
it is.
That's what it is, like, yeah, lady.
There it is. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I know I do political persuasions, but we have to get everybody's opinion on the latest funny Trump thing. Yes. And I have to just say, having the people do the Hitler salute is making me laugh. And so we will, I love you too. This is my wife saying goodbye to me. She's bored. Go off. Go hope you find another Bobby Cannavale.
She's going off to fight boredom, Mike.
We'll take a break and we'll come back. Two more right after the Mike O'Meara Show. I'm a mess.
I'm Maddie, and this is my internship. I experience it one week at a time with the Mike O'Meara Show. In this episode, I'm trying to answer a question I originally overlooked. To fully understand TMOS, I need to begin with you, the listener. Are you the type of listener to send Mike counterfeit golf equipment, or the type to send him the real stuff because you care about his balls? Do you use the code TMOS when you buy nuts.com? Will you crash Oscar's wedding? Are you a creepy middle-aged man who thinks the female interns will accept your friend request on Facebook? You know, like Rob Ford? Answers to these questions will help me figure out what makes the show tick. 888-920-MORE. But be prepared, they're not going to answer.
Yeah, what happened to that? What happened to that?
It still exists.
Are we going to go public with that at some point?
We have.
We should have these discussions. Well, I mean, Like to let people know. No,
there
what time
is a, there
we,
is a rollout plan. Mm-hmm. We've talked about it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Multiple
okay,
times.
I forget because you know, Oscar. There's a lot of stuff going on, right?
There is.
There's a lot of stuff going on. So when the rollout plan, right? The
yes.
rollout plan.
I would say that we're gonna have our big announcement here in about a month.
We'll be
moving on. It'll be a great way for the listener to engage with the program real time.
Okay.
And you know what? What we really need to point out is that when Maddie writes a promo, she refers to Rob Ford as middle-aged.
Middle-aged. That was my favorite part of the promo right there. Welcome back to the show.
He looks middle-aged.
Hey, he does.
In order for us to roll out all these good things we do, we don't put our hand out on the Mike O'Mara Show. We ask you to support our advertisers. And one of those advertisers is Amazon, and it's a long-running relationship that we've had with Amazon. They don't know we exist. I'll be honest with you. They don't have a clue that we exist. But you know, it is one of the best ways to support this show, and you know how you do it. We never really spell it out because we assume you all know this.
Yeah.
A lot of you don't. If you're doing any online shopping with Amazon and you know you want to say, let's check out Amazon. Let's see what I can get that for on Amazon. Let's see if Amazon has that. When you do all of that, will you please go to MikeOMaraShow.com and will you do it that way? If you shop on Amazon and you purchase something through the Mike O'Mara Show page, which costs you no more money,
mm-hmm.
it benefits this show. It doesn't cost you any extra, and you should find our Amazon link. You should bookmark it. Then use it every time you shop Amazon, and you'll feel good about it. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the app and click on the shopping cart. It's that easy. Mm-hmm. Amazon is really the best way to support this show. We want to say thank you about that. Welcome back. Big new technological things happening on the show. And I will bring you a gift, Rob, when I come through.
Mike, don't worry about it, man.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Relax.
Or Mike, you can tell me what to get. I'll get it for him and then
You know what? Let me work on it today.
Okay.
You know how it is when you are ill. You get completely and utterly self-absorbed.
It's not just that. We've all had ourselves a few weeks here. And it doesn't bother me, man.
What do you want?
What do you really want?
What is something you really want under the price of, say, you know what? I'm going to go hog wild. Under the price of $25.
Under $25? Oh, wow. A brand new electric fan. No,
how about, I'd love to get you booze because I know you drink yourself silly every time you go home.
That's good.
How about some Templeton Rye?
I'd love it. Are you kidding me?
Templeton Rye.
What does that run these days?
It's about 48 a bottle, I think.
Can I get that to you before I come up? Is that possible? Can they ship that to you?
I think they can.
Do that?
Do they
tell you that here? Do they guarantee that breakfast?
Brad. Do they sell booze in your city, Brad?
My daughter and her friend Kate here over the weekend, they were quoting lines from Fast Times. Can you
believe
that?
That age
that they still watch that movie? I can't believe they watch that. I think Elizabeth's a catalyst for that. She loves it. We were quoting Fast Times lines out of the blue, just completely at random. What is the rule? Isn't Virginia one of those states where they don't let you do anything?
What you do is this. First of all, if Templeton is sold in Florida, because it's regional, so you'd have to check that out. Also, though, Crown Royal makes a great rye now, too, and that would be a lovely, lovely
gift. Great rye.
If you had a choice between your Crown Royal and your Templeton, what would you do?
Man, probably Templeton, but it's a coin flip.
I'm not a rye guy, but I like that Templeton.
You have a rye sense of humor.
Makes me think of Iowa. And that's where we started drinking that up there.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
So, Steve Bridges.
I think that if you were to ship it, there may be a law or two that you would have to when you went to the shipping area or the post office or stamps.com and they say, is there anything in here that is hazardous or liquid? And you go, nope, it's books. Just tell them it's books.
Yes, my textbooks.
Let me get on that because, to be honest with you, in the current depleted condition, I got nothing to do other than stuff like that. So I promise you, and I will do everything to see if I can overnight it to you.
Bottle of Templeton and one bottle of DayQuil.
There you go.
That'll be perfect.
And by the way, tell me that's not an addictive narcotic when they sell three packs of the NyQuil in the big box
store. What is it about?
Three packs of it. Who the hell? Mm-hmm. I mean, I got a cold. I'm hoping I knock half this bottle out, and then maybe that's going to be it for me. But if you're on your third bottle, you might want to take a look at yourself in the mirror because you got a problem with that. That's concerning.
You buy in bulk.
Yeah, you got to buy in bulk. But what is it about NyQuil? You and I, Mike, are two great storied inebriants. We can really put it away. But one dose of NyQuil and I'm done.
I take ZzzQuil now on a regular basis.
ZzzQuil?
Yes.
Well, that's the NyQuil without the sinus stuff,
it's
right?
It's sleepy time.
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Juice. O'Mara and I have tried the ZzzQuil. Don't like the hangover.
I double dose
in the
it. Double dose
do
it.
You really
have to.
God,
I gotta stop this mind racing.
Do you single dose your NyQuil, Rob, when you're taking your NyQuil?
I do probably a little more than what's called
for. I do a cup and a half. I do a little shot and a half.
So,
otherwise,
12
it's
ounces?
Not going to work for me. I do. No, I mean, a shot and a half.
I know.
I mean, it's like
the
little cup and then half the little cup. That's what I take.
I usually fill the cup to the top, which is like a dose and
right
a quarter.
Right up your rectum.
Exactly.
I fill the cup to... Well, Mrs. O'Mara doles it out to me. I think she's pouring it in there. So it's yummy, yummy. Loving my tummy. It's fantastic. But,
meanwhile, Oscar is taking his ZzzQuil and telling Shannon, wake me up and feed me a cherry pie.
Well, last night, the problem with the DayQuil, NyQuil deal is that I'm still up at 5:45 with the little guy, and I'm filled with this narcotic and this drug. And so when I made my appointment for cable guy number 503 in my life,
cable guy.
I made a mistake. This was my mistake. They gave me the choice of, I wanted the soonest day, and the soonest day got me the late window. The late window, by the way, for the people at Comacasta was 5 to 7.
Here's why the late window is flawed, Mike. Because
the late window is terrible. Never, ever, ever, ever.
Because
again,
it's preceded by all the other windows. And if one thing goes wrong in one of the other windows, it throws every window off. So a 5 to 7 could very easily turn out to be 7:30.
Well, it was 5 of 7.
Yeah, that's a bad window.
That's when the truck pulled up. And my body at 7 o'clock at night, my body is really ready to shut down. I'm putting my kid to bed, and then I'm going to bed in the situation that I'm in. I am that run down. I truly am. And so I was not the angry guy. I wasn't the agitated guy. I was the defeated guy. And when I got on the phone with my wonderful cable people, I was on for probably an hour with a lady who got the agitated me and got the I'm going to write a letter guy, got the you're taking money out of my children's mouths, the whole thing. And she did what was called an escalated ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Doesn't that
sound
important?
Sounds like something that you would have to pay a lot of money for at Disney World.
Buy, sell.
This is what the escalated ticket was, that they were sending out not an average person, they were bringing out I don't
management.
Want to use the word supervisor, but a
big guns.
Second level, a more big technical gun, yeah. savvy
a tenured
guy.
Cable guy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so I said, that's going to be fine. So I'm at the end of the window, and at this point, I didn't get a call as to when they were on the way, which they normally do.
You
I
just
thought
say,
they might
please
be blowing me
come
off.
Now. Just be done with it.
So the truck arrives at 6:45, and I see the front of the truck sitting out in front of my domicile, and I'm not going out to the street because I know that's not going to be productive.
It might be threatening.
Yeah.
They love to sit in their truck. They like to arrive, get on their little iPad, and do whatever the crap is they're doing. But this is stuff that's all been done. I've talked to them till I'm blue in the face about what's happening. But I'm saying, out of that truck will come the guy, the main guy. And finally, at 7:01, as though the watch was checked and said, well, this is going to minimize my human contact. The 11-year-old Comcast young man came to the door. I mean,
this
seriously.
This is the tenured technician.
Yes. I seriously wanted to congratulate him on winning his debate in high school that afternoon.
Wow.
That is how young. And he walks in and he said, so what seems to be the problem? And my shoulders slumped, and I realized at this very moment that everything they had told me about this guy being the guy who was going to look into it and come back out, that I had to start all over again.
Mm.
And nobody had looked at anything.
Square
and then
one.
He said, you know, let me get you on the phone with my supervisor.
Mm.
And so he calls his supervisor, and he's holding the phone to me, and he says, my supervisor's bringing up your situation right now. He says he's got some of it, but it seems to be rather lengthy. And I said, you think?
Mm-hmm.
So he's holding the phone, and he says, okay, he's checking out right now. I'm going to see if he'll talk to you about it. Yeah, and then you hear on the other side, the guy's going, and then he hangs up. He says, he said, send him an email in the morning.
Oh, so, no.
X-tify, ladies and gentlemen. Man. Yes, sir. Yes, sirree. That's it. So
send
that
me
was,
an email.
So you have to email the supervisor?
Yes. Yes.
So
yes.
after all of
oh,
that,
oh, and I was also given his
shoulders.
Business line. I was given his business line and then told by the 14-year-old kid that came to my house that because he's in the field a lot, he probably won't answer that line. I said, thank you. Good night. Didn't even want to argue. Didn't even want to deal with it. Send him on his way. And for all of you that may ever have to deal with this particular situation, I say my prayers are with you, ladies and gentlemen. That is the way it goes.
Brutal.
Thank you very much. So, but anyway, that's it. That's it. So, you know, once again, DGH rules the day.
Yes.
So my nipples do not get hard when those Comcast trucks pull up in front of my house.
Not anymore.
Doesn't happen.
My shoulders slump.
My shoulders slump because I'm going to deal with another one of their millions of employees who know how to play the corporate game. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hope you're having a good time. Little girl. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. My friend Dirk Vastrick sent me a card from Vistaprint. I love that.
Oh, Dirk.
And look what he put on the back. He put, hey, listen, right there. See?
I love that.
It's got Rob, it's got Oscar, it's got Mike, it's got Pony, all of us right there. I know it's hard to see on this camera, but that's a wonderful card. He's promoting the show and handing this out to friends. And Dirk, you are a good man for that. Let me see what else I got here. Another Vistaprint card from Joel Rogers with the Coaster Gallery right there. Another P1 fan who decided to send that along. We have so many people that listen to the show and support the show. We have a core of people that live and die with it and do an incredible job. Cross Keys Dental. There is their Vistaprint card. That is their appointment reminder, which they did on Vistaprint.
Fantastic.
They put that right on the back. And they also put together a lovely little flyer with the two owners of the dental practice right on the front. You can do it, too. And it's just, you know, anything for business, they can do it.
They Vistaprint. Do everything.
Vistaprint cards make it easy and affordable to make a dazzling first impression. And if you use the promo code TMOS at checkout, you're now going to get 500 cards for under 10 bucks. That's right. 500 cards for under 10 bucks. Great quality, easy to customize. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, TMOS, go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara show. I will discuss my slightly under the weather condition here with one thing. I believe that if you are going to be out and about, it is a better way to expectorate if you bring what my wife considers to be an old man accoutrement with you. And that is the traditional handkerchief.
Oh,
see, there you go. Okay, you know, once again, you know, I'll find an 80-year-old widow down here, and you move in, Oscar. Tell Shannon to pack it in, and you can move in with Carla because you guys are simpatico because handkerchief is out of the generation.
Guess what, Mike?
I bring the
handkerchief. I'll move in with you because I am pro-handkerchief.
Pro-handkerchief.
Absolutely.
It's to me, I'm not going to bring
a packet.
First of all, I'm not going to be like somebody that Rob and I know that whenever he would get a cold would go for 16 hours a day. Oh, my God. Rob, it was the thing. It was the number one on my hit parade.
Yep.
I hated that more than anything else. It was people that do that. I blow my nose. I believe you get the poison out of your body. And the fact is, if I'm not, I don't want to bring 750 Kleenexes, ball them up in my pocket, and put them. I would rather have the traditional handkerchief.
Because even if you take like a neat stack of Kleenexes and fold them, they immediately start to deteriorate. And there's no good way to transfer them. And I hate the little plastic thing that has like 15 Kleenexes in it. Hate that. But you have the handkerchief
Guys,
and you're set and you're good to go.
A rascal is better for your knees, but it doesn't mean you have to use one.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
I don't know. It's very, very frustrating. And she said, you're not going to bring that to the game, are you? This is a couple of days ago when I first got this call. She said, you're not going to bring that to the game? I said, yes. She said, no. I said, what do you expect me to do? A Kleenex? Excuse me, they don't have Kleenex dispensers in the middle of a ballpark, so as opposed to having snot running down my face, I'm going to bring a handkerchief, and I'm going to use that, and I think that's the proper way to deal with it.
Sitting on a park bench.
Well, look, I understand. Snot running down his nose. I understand all that. The fact is that, just another one of the many things that...
Do you wear sandals with socks?
No, I don't wear sandals with socks.
Have you ever?
No.
I don't think I have.
Maybe like an early morning thing where I was just tired or didn't pay attention. But no, I'd never go out of the house. And I don't believe in
dress
wearing,
socks
with garters.
No, I don't believe in going out of the house with sneakers. And even when I'm golfing, I will wear the low profile sock with my golf shoes under long pants. That's true. I am so anti long socks going up mid calf because they look ridiculous.
You don't want to wear like the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar socks that go up to your knees with two thick red stripes on them.
I will, even if I'm walking with like gym shorts and I'm doing a power walk, if I have regular tube socks, I will roll them down almost to ankle level. I cannot stand the long profile sock.
Yeah.
And you see a lot of that with the old. It's the same guy that'll wear like a trucker's hat when he's driving his Crown Vic. That's the same person that does that.
You're better than that.
And it always, to me, brings up the image of on the old Tonight Show when Ed McMahon would cross his legs and his pant leg would ride up and you'd see that he'd have on old man socks, but they would go up like 14 inches. Yeah, and you have to wonder, were they really there as socks or something corrective? They almost look like medical socks.
Well, with dress socks, they are pulled up. So
yes,
that's tough.
See,
that
dress
tough.
Socks, I go, I'll wear the super sheer dress sock that goes way up because I don't want to have... You don't. If you're wearing
that's
a dress, like we've done live shows where we've worn suits and stuff. Yeah. The last thing I want to see is Sonny Jurgensen's skin.
Calf.
When calf. I don't want to see calf.
I don't want to show in a calf. don't you have these socks in a longer size? Because I don't want to cross my legs and show some calf.
I don't
want to
do that. Yeah, so this dovetails into the other underwear issue where. I told Mrs. O'Mara, I wear kind of pattern boxers, like with plaids or stuff like that. And when you're wearing like down here in South Florida, you're wearing like a white pair of golf shorts to go out. I will say, can you see my underwear through these guns? She said, yes, you can't wear those. And I said, okay, well, I went to the store the other day and I got myself some white boxers.
Right.
And she said, no, you need, this is where she's a real girl.
Yes.
She says, no, you need like a tan or a cream. I said, excuse me.
What?
There is not underwear invented in America that is in a tan or a cream. You get either the...
Did you explain to her, Mike, that you were only about 90 minutes away from those being tan or cream?
I said, no, you get the white. The white ones. That's
right.
What you get.
That's
because
what you
those
get.
Are the colors. And I've gone through Amazon. I've gone through Mac Weldon, our old client there. I've gone through. They are not. It is not a common color. There are lots of men's briefs, boxers, boxer briefs now come in usually more solid colors. They
white
don't have,
or something dark. Or
right.
A pattern.
I think white or a pattern or dark. That's
bright orange, the ones I'm wearing right now.
Really?
That's the way. Yes. And most of them are those. And they're by the way, fabrics are changing and they're coming out
wicking
in more
material.
Of these synthetic wicking material, which I'm all in on down here in this climate. But
of course.
Fact is, so she said, no, you need a cream. Cream. I said, cream. Show me a pair of cream boxer shorts and I will go,
about gray? Could you go with a light gray? Because sometimes you see them in like a locker room gray.
Wait. Well, I'm going to experiment. I bought several new pairs.
This is an exciting time to be in
very,
South Florida.
What's going through your shorts?
The pattern of the, like right now, what am I wearing right now?
Yeah, why don't you stand up and model them for us?
I'm not so sure it's what
please,
we want.
Please, if you don't mind. A little visual.
Classic video day today for everybody.
Ustream.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Ustream bonus day. Ooh. Package.
Yeah.
Package.
Unleash the monster.
I don't know
Mike.
How Carl is bored with that.
Yeah. Smuggling yeah. plums.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, nice doodads. Hey, buddy.
I can't get it to stay.
That's what she said.
That's right.
Boo.
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 Boo indeed.
Boo this man.
I was going to let you slide on that, but I'm glad you called yourself.
I'm embarrassed I did that.
That's the first step to being cured. Could you step on a stool, Mike?
Okay.
All right. Now he's showing
yeah.
some leg.
Yeah.
All right. So he's pulling up his pant leg to reveal his boxers.
Oh, okay. I see that. Yeah, there you go. Nice plaid. Nice Catholic school plaid.
His concern mm-hmm. is that with the, yes. Especially under blinding bright lights, you will see the pattern of the boxer
Got
through
it.
The white.
Oh, the cream shorts.
Of the shorts,
yes.
exactly. So, but
what are you wearing, linen shorts? What are you wearing these days?
Cotton. I think they're cotton.
The finest linens. The finest linens. Awesome. The
Hanes, it's the Hanes Company. I'll be honest with you. It's the Hanes Company. They're about as cheap as you can get.
Well,
they're,
no, I think he was asking about the shorts.
The golfing shorts.
Not the, not the boxers.
The
cotton?
Maybe a cotton poly blend.
Rayon.
Silk rayon.
They're not. Well, no, you wear the stuff down here I'm wearing is the your modern materials.
Yeah, but
your
Oscar
modern
is
athletic materials.
Trying to trick you into saying you're wearing something shiny is,
yes.
I think, where he's
well,
going.
Well, no, I can. Most of the time when I'm playing golf, I wear a synthetic short. I'm
yeah,
no longer
do.
Wearing cotton.
Yeah,
no,
do.
That's what people wear. Do you know, if you're watching Bubba Watson, if you're yes. watching Bubba Watson or Adam Scott,
yes,
my fantasy guy, Adam Scott, by the way,
nice,
who has won two tournaments back-to-back, ladies and gentlemen, and I haven't gotten my results from the guy that runs our pool down here, but I believe Mr. O'Meara is going to have an incredible golf gambling year. Thank you very much. But anyway, we'll see. Keep your fingers crossed. But anyway, no, they all wear those, you know, all these materials now are like this T-shirt. They're
yes.
synthetic
materials. What does Tom
materials.
Kite wear now? Does
Tom Kite wears burlap. He is wearing burlap right now. By the way, speaking of Comcast, boys, you know what? I hate yes. to get happy, but if it happens like this every day, I could do the rest of the run.
It's not bad.
That's not fun. Bad.
Not bad at all. Mm-hmm.
It's
a lot
the
of
six
fun.
Times that I have a little trouble with. Yeah. But anyway, getting back to that, no, the synthetic materials are the way of the day, and you know, there's another thing called microfiber. Are you
yeah,
aware of microfiber?
That's what my shorts are right
it
now.
It is the tiniest fiber.
You can't even see them.
Yeah. That's
microfiber.
Right.
What nice about you, Rob? What are you wearing today?
I'm wearing as far as my shorts or my undergarments.
Well, your shorts. What
my shorts are just
are they cargo shorts?
Of course,
are they
you
cargo
know they
shorts?
Would be.
Well, I'm just guessing.
They
I'm
are. They are a tan cargo short, and my underwear. I don't know what color.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, what's your birthday suit look like?
It is.
Jesus,
oh,
you want them to get naked? What's
gray.
Going on with
they're
that?
They're a cotton
gray
boxer shorts.
Nice.
There you go. Mm-hmm. There
just
you go.
Like his cold.
And Mike, I find that if it's if enough is called on a fabric, any fabric can be a wicking material.
Oh God, that's lovely. That's wonderful. We're so happy. And
what is that? A
so
rash?
Maybe you would need less pattern on your shorts, and they won't see. Is it? Did someone call you out on it? That
no,
you
no,
know
it,
this happens.
There, I bought one pair. I don't like. Look, I am not a professional golfer, so I don't wear the white shorts or pants out on the golf. Because to be honest with you. You're picking up golf balls out of the dirt. You're putting tees in your pocket and say, these guys, these pros. I was thinking about that. I don't think they have anything in their pockets. I think their caddy hands them a tee. Their caddy hands them the ball. Their caddy hands them the ball repair tool. That's the way they do all that. So they go through a round and you see these pros. It's part of being a pro, I guess. They're immaculate.
That's
at
why
the
they
end
have
the
such
round.
A nice line, Mike. Their wardrobe has yeah. such a nice
they
line.
They are just
can you imagine
looking?
You have Bubba Watson out there and he's got a huge bulge because he's carrying like a George Costanza wallet.
Yeah.
Let me find my ball
or
marker.
Or he got some mustard on his pants.
Yeah, it doesn't
dog.
Happen, you know? I mean, I saw one eating like a protein bar the other day, and I said, watch out for the chocolate. But anyway, you know, they're doing fine.
And they don't have to pay for the clothes.
That's right, they're provided.
Right,
like,
right.
It's free. I remember. Oh.
Do you think they get a new pair of pants every day, Oscar? Do you think they get a brand new pair of pants every
John
single
Daly
day?
Did, but he needed them.
We all have a common friend that played in the NFL.
Yes.
And he was sponsored by Nike to a certain degree. And I remember he was kind enough to, when he was a younger player, he let us know that Nike lets him spend X amount of dollars a year, and he never really spent it.
Oh.
So we would get sneakers through his account sent to our home. Because they said anything he wants, you just put it on this account and they
and
send it
to his
house.
For golf pros, it's probably times 50 because
yes.
they sponsor these guys
yes. because
directly.
They want them to wear the latest and greatest, and if they want 10 of them, they can have 10
so
of them.
So I always assumed it would have been up to the company to provide what they wanted the person to wear.
Well, for the tournaments for golf, that is a given fact from whether it's Armour Armour or
Under Armour.
Nike. They actually come and say, this is what you're going to wear.
Okay.
Right?
Do you
this
remember when I asked our business guy, Chris, to pursue the loudmouth
yes.
golf?
It was remember yes. that? Right. An awkward conversation.
Didn't they tell him to go scratch, basically? You know, that
Mike O'Mara, the pro?
I was not a professional athlete and that I could go get bent, but
Mark O'Mara?
Just still like to put it out there. You know, yeah, you know, we can maybe fudge that way. By the way, Mark O'Mara is interested in going up with your
it would be, Mike, the whole, yeah. the whole account would be based on the phrase Mr. O'Mara. Mr.
Yes.
O'Mara feels, mm-hmm. Mr. O'Mara
yes.
would like, Mr. O'Mara
exactly.
likes this.
And it's and it'll work. No,
of
it
course
won't.
It will.
It won't. It'll never work. But the just like, you know, I'm not looking at this stage in my career to get those sweetheart deals, just like I did not get a sweetheart deal for my air conditioner.
Of but, which you own 90% of.
I am here to tell you that it has... Thank you. Yes. I threw it away, but it's here.
Oh.
The thing uh-oh. Is, I bought it. I don't think I underpaid. I don't think I overpaid. I think I paid right in the middle of it. But what the guy did, there's one thing I talk about this all the time. If you're going to sell me something, if you have product knowledge,
yes.
if you... in great detail are able to go through the whole thing. Look, all of the people online that sent me messages about this, I cannot tell you how grateful I am because it actually armed me with questions to ask this guy. And, you know, the harsh reality of my situation is that the unit I was dealing with was 24 years
Wow,
old.
That is a the solid fact, run. That is a
that is
solid
an amazing
run.
And you know what? That really, in Florida,
run.
That's like yes. 48 yeah. years old.
That's
because
in dog yes. years.
You run it all year round. Can I ask what brand you purchased?
Yeah, I got a good one. I got a train.
That's
a train.
The Cadillac right there,
ooh, yeah.
man.
Yeah, so
that's
Carla.
It's not the super deluxe Cadillac, but it's a good solid Lexus. I think it really
Lexus?
Is. I think it's going to last me
a
long
train.
Time.
No.
Now, after all was said and done, this is the only thing I'm going to mention.
Yes.
And this is where probably due diligence may have bought me 2 to 3 more months, maybe 6 months, maybe if I was super lucky another year. The bottom line, the time was now to replace this thing, and I could have gone back on the deal, but I chose not to. After all was said and done, and oh God, we're running out of time. After all was said and done, I got one email that said, it was a guy that was like a super, like worked in an apartment building.
Sure.
He said, check the air intake filter. That can freeze up your unit, and that can cause a problem, and they should be checked out every 3 months. I looked
three
over
months?
At Carl. I looked over at Carl, and I went, oh! And got the ladder, went up top, and the air filter for my intake had been sucked into the tube.
Oh,
due,
no.
Hold on. Sucked into the tube for one reason. It was so clogged that it actually had been pulled into the tube. It looked like there was a dead raccoon in it. It
so
was
no
that...
air could pass.
Yes, but it had been sucked in a long time ago, and the
okay.
air was passing, and
all
it still
right.
froze. But the fact is that, yeah, after all was said and done, I think I got a good deal. They're coming out in a couple of weeks to put it in. The time was now. And,
is AC working again once you pull it out?
He put a little, well, I guess somebody, a bunch of people sent me messages that said Freon is a thing of the past. And they hit the thing with Freon, and it's buying us a couple of weeks.
I
and
think
so far it's fun. I'm not sweating today, so that's a good okay. thing.
I think sometimes they might operate parallel to the law with Freon.
Right.
With a car air conditioners too, like it's illegal to charge a leaking compressor
yes.
because the Freon will go
yeah.
into the environment.
Ooh.
But sometimes they do. So who knows?
Oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that. No, nothing was changed. I'm still sweating. We will take a break and come back with news you may not need. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Grapefruit Hour.
Hello, it's me, Pedro. I don't have much to say, but I wanted to tell you that while I ride my bike to school, I like to listen to the Cake and Cookie Show with Rob and Katie. They're really good. I was looking for a podcast about building cakes or something, and it wasn't until a few episodes in that I realized that Cake and Cookies wasn't about cake or cookies. But I still like Rob and Katie, so I still listen. You can find them on iTunes or on the Michael Mara Show app. I'm feeling really hot. I'm going to go home and lie down.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. Trips to the post office are never convenient. It's a scientific fact.
True.
I know this for a fact. Even little Einsteins know that E equals post office inconvenience squared. But it is convenient to get your postage right from your desk with Stamps.com. The better way to buy postage with Stamps.com, you can even get special discounts that you can't get at the post office. So whether it's first class, priority, express, or international, anything, you'll never pay full price for postage again, my friend. Stamps.com is a snap. Just use your own computer and printer to buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package. Stick it on and hand it to your mail carrier or drop it in any mailbox or so. It's that easy. No wonder over 500,000 small businesses are already using Stamps.com. We've used Stamps.com for years, and we adore it. Right now, you can use our promo code TMOS for this special offer, a four-week trial, dears, plus a $110 bonus offer that includes postage and a digital scale. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? TMOS. And you will never have to go to the post office again.
News!
Peyton Manning did it. He announced his retirement yesterday at a press conference. And he was emotional throughout his 11-minute speech. He even cried a few times. Tough time for a great elite athlete when they have to pack it in. He ended it saying, quote, "When I look back on my NFL career, I'll know without a doubt that I gave everything I had to help my teams walk away with a win. Chicken parm, you taste so good."
He didn't say that.
No. There were other players who were more talented, but there was no... Oh, this is still his quote. "There were other players who were more talented, but there was no one who could out-prepare me. And because of that, I have no regrets. And after 18 years, it's time. God bless all of you, and God bless football." He then took questions from reporters for 15 minutes, including one who asked him about the accusation that he put his genitals on the head of a female trainer who was working on his foot 20 years ago while he was in college. "I am someone who believes if you misbehaved and you did bad things, there is no statute of limitations. And if you're an elite athlete and you're in the public eye, you should be called on that. With that said, that reporter is a little weaselly dick, and there's a time and a place. There's a more appropriate time and a place. And when you ask that question at that press conference, when he's packing it in, you're going to not serve the cause." And I think that lady might have a legitimate gripe. I've read all there is to read about it, but that reporter is just being a little... Well, here was his quote. He said, "I think it's sad that some people don't understand the truth and the facts. I did not do what has been alleged, and I'm not interested in relitigating something that happened when I was 19 years old. Kind of like my dad used to say when I was in trouble, I can't say it any plainer than that. And so this is a joyous day, and it's a special day, and like Forrest Gump, that's all I have to say about that." So, you know, it was just, it was kind of awkward, but that's what these guys do. Everybody wants to be Jim Rome. That's the way it goes.
Sure enough.
Charlie Sheen and Whoopi Goldberg, weird combination here, will star in a movie about five people who get trapped in an elevator in the World Trade Center on September 11th, 2001. I mean, just this knocked me in the dirt for a minute when I saw this. The movie is called 9/11. It also stars Louis Guzman from the TV show Code Black, Wood Harris from The Wire, and Olga Fonda, who played Nadia Petrova on The Vampire Diaries. Kind of a weird,
very diverse
B-level
cast
there. Charlie says, quote, "I feel deeply connected to the material, and I'm so excited to be working with my dear friend Whoopi Goldberg." So look for that. 9/11.
I didn't know they were friends. I think that's cool.
I didn't know that either. But interesting. AC/DC has postponed the rest of their tour apparently because the loud music was making singer Brian Johnson go deaf. It's a weird story, but
wow.
Makes sense. The band released this statement. Brian has been advised by doctors to stop touring immediately or risk total hearing loss. They said they'd be rescheduling the 10 remaining shows, but, quote, likely with a guest vocalist. How sad is this?
That is sad.
There isn't any further information on Brian's condition, but there's a chance this means he's done performing live for good. Of course, AC/DC is also without rhythm guitarist Malcolm Young, who retired because of dementia, and drummer Phil Rudd, who was dropped from the group after threatening to kill someone.
I remember that story, yeah.
You may want to think about just releasing the albums and stop the touring.
How many are left, then?
I'm sorry I'm laughing at that. I can't
help
myself.
So what have they got, a rhythm guitarist and a guy pretending to be the lead vocalist now?
I did that. You did do.
All those years.
Yeah. Turn up. The monitor down.
Some researchers from Aalto University in Finland just released a study that linked the apps you have to your age, your gender, your income, and your marriage status.
Hmm.
The Washington Post took their results and put together a quiz where you answer whether or not you have different apps, and they predict if you're male or female, over or under 32, married or single, and make more or less than $52,000 a year. They say it's between 61 and 82% accurate, which means they should probably get three of those four things right. And just looking at the quiz, you can get you can start to see how they might draw their conclusions. If you've got Pinterest or Etsy, you're probably female. If
right.
you've got Zillow and Yelp, you're probably married and making over 52 grand. And if you've got Tinder and Snapchat, you're probably single or married and dirty.
Nice.
Take the quiz by going to our Washington Post.
I've got Pinterest. Ours,
and you know what? But you know what? If really they only have four qualifications, they've got a 1 in 16 chance just by spinning the wheel.
Yeah.
It's not that impressive mm-hmm. that they're doing that.
No, makes me think twice about my apps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, get rid of Zillow.
Let's see what I've
Zillow.
Got. I've got.
Zillow.
Redfin.
Okay. Zillow. I have photos, calendar, clock, and flashlight.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
You're a single man that's 92 years old.
Thank you. There's a little girl in Lafayette, Louisiana named Nicolene Perrin. That's a great Louisiana
name.
That
is a name.
Nicolene. She's turning 8 years old tomorrow. She recently lost her grandmother, who was diagnosed with leukemia about 4 years ago. Poor thing. So she told her parents she wanted to do something in her honor and decided to take all of the birthday presents she gets this year and donate them to charity. There's a photo online of her posing with all the stuff she's gotten so far. Because she's done this, she's getting a lot more than she normally would,
yeah.
And she's giving it all away, and she's already got a pretty good haul, donating them to a children's cancer hospital in Houston, so the kids who are being treated there will have some new toys to play with. And that, you know, it's just
good for
nothing
her.
Super funny about it. I just thought I'd share that
very
with you
sweet.
To balance stories like a little something something that I have for you now.
Okay.
From of course Florida.
Yes.
Your dog hates being scrubbed and clipped. I know Beluga yeah. throws an absolute fit, and you can hear him going, gang, gang, when he's doing this. Doesn't like to be dried, everything else the groomer does in the name of dog beauty. So it's about time that one of them took some revenge.
Oh, no.
69-year-old Julia Everett of New Port Richey, Florida, was taking her small shih tzu to the groomers on Thursday morning. As they pulled into the parking lot, the dog panicked and jumped down towards Julia's feet and slammed on the gas. So the car jumped the curb and plowed right into the front of the grooming building. It did some damage to the wall and the front counter of the groomers, but fortunately no one was hurt. Julia is not facing any charges for this, but her shih tzu will be required to take driver improvement classes. So that's all I got for you today. Thank you very much.
Nice.
We'll take a break. When we come back, it's the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Michael Burr Show.
You really got me going. You got me so.
Yeah.
Can you talk C++?
Oh, yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
Can you telnet into port 25 and fake an email?
Can I?
Yeah.
Do you like to surf the back plane of a router?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Have you ever hexedited your way to a registered version?
Sounds sexy.
We're not going to be talking about any of those things, but what will we be talking about, Oscar?
It's technology and the way it affects your life.
And we're going to be combining a lot of entertainment. It's going to be a good time. This is not your father's tech show.
Worst promo ever. Show available on the More Broadcasting Network and on iTunes.
That means it's good, so please check it out.
Thank you, Todd. Okay. Appreciate that. And Todd, as always, always like to let you know how I feel.
You is kind. You is smart. You is important.
There you go, Todd. Yeah. Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by our app. Hey, hey, everybody. Hey, you. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
How would you like a free upgrade for your smartphone? No strings attached. Would that make you happy?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, it's easy. Just download the TMOS app and fall in love with your smartphone all over again. The TMOS app. Pony, what can you tell us about the TMOS app? What makes it so special?
You know what? It's the easiest way to get the bonus show, and it makes it easy to get every other show on the More Network. Why wouldn't you do
it?
It
really is.
Boom,
I listen,
there you go.
I listen to the TMOS. When I'm listening to the show, most of the time I'm in my car, and I listen through the app. And yes. When I'm showing people outside of handing out a card how the show works, I use the TMOS app. Mm-hmm. It is the best way to get the show. I still am stunned that more people don't avail themselves of the TMOS app. So please, whether you're iOS or Android, it's the easiest way to listen to Mike O'Mara. And stay tuned. 2016 has some big things in store for the TMOS app that you don't want to miss. So make sure you download the TMOS app today and improve your TMOS experience and do it instantly. Let's open up the audio vault for Tuesday, March 8th, 2016. Rob Spiewak.
I always love when I wake up and turn on the television and Donald Trump is on the phone. Never in studio, always on the phone. And Mike, I only lead with this because you teased it earlier.
Yes.
He claims that when he asked the people in his rallies, which, by the way, are the biggest and the best rallies, mm-hmm. to raise their right hand, he had no idea people thought it looked like a Nazi rally in the 1930s. He claimed he had no idea. Let's go to the tape. Here he is defending himself. This is, and I will give credit to Jim Villani, the maestro of the Manassas Symphony, who actually did a takeoff on Casablanca on Facebook today. He says, Donald Trump is shocked to find out that people think he's a Nazi. So here, let's hear him defend himself.
Sometimes we'll do it for fun, and they'll start screaming at me, do the swearing, do the swearing. I mean, they're having such a great time. They're massive crowds. I get, you know, by far the biggest crowds, and we're having a good time. Honestly, until this phone call, I didn't know it was a problem.
Yeah, they're having a good time because Nazi rallies are fun, and everyone gets to raise their hand.
Here's the real question. Here's the real question. Do you think, I do, I'm sorry, there is a part of that audience there that gets off on it.
Sure.
There is. You know there is.
Gang mentality. It's a mob mentality.
We love you, Donna.
Yeah.
We love you, Donna. There you go.
It's
there's
fun.
Scary.
It is very scary.
It's scary.
And the fact that he can apparently, I mean, you can't, I'm only guessing because he's on the phone with a straight face, say, I had no idea people had a problem with it because it's a lot of fun. People ask to do it. Well, if people ask to burn down a building, you don't burn down a building. Yeah. You say no.
He circled back on it. Matt Lauer gave him a second chance to come back on it, and he circled back and said, I'll look into it.
He loves that.
He won't do it again. One thing about Donald Trump, he's very pragmatic in that regard. I do not think he's going to do that again. You know, as far as throwing people out of rallies, that's a different story. There was a great, great piece on that last night. It was like, get him out. And they did this little montage. Of, get him out of here. Get him out. But I don't think, it's just my opinion,
right,
that you're going to see another C. Kyle.
And Mike, we like to call those the SHMs.
I'm sorry I'm laughing. I shouldn't be laughing at this, but it's too goddamn funny.
He is shocked. He's shocked. I thought it was nice that at Peyton Manning's resignation ceremony.
You can call him Peyton Manning. I like that.
Peyton Manning. He did a nice shout out to one of our favorite sponsors.
Omaha.
So I thought that was nice.
Nice.
Have you ever voted for a candidate based on a celebrity endorsement?
God, no.
I don't
absolutely
think so. And it doesn't mean anything to me, does it?
Julia,
I probably drifted away from a candidate based on a celebrity
who, when we were doing Big O and Dukes on WJFK,
yeah.
Julia Louise Dreyfus. Louise Dreyfus. I always kill it. She called in for Obama.
Yeah.
And I sat there. I was like, eh. Elaine's saying everything's all right. If I voted, I'd vote for Obama.
You did. That's an answer there. That's
so
funny.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, this is just so weird to me. Arnold Schwarzenegger endorses John Kasich. He puts this video up.
Sorry about that.
Oh, that's Arnold calling in. Let's see what he has to say.
I want John Kasich to be the next nominee of the Republicans and also to be the next president of the United States. Here he is.
Thank you, Arnold. Love you, man.
So,
that
rubbed me in sort of a weird way. I said, you know what, they're friends. But then when Jimmy Kimmel analyzed it, then it made sense to me.
Trump and Cruz each won two states. Rubio won Puerto Rico. Bernie Sanders won a few states. Hillary Clinton won big in Louisiana. Everybody went home a winner. Just like soccer camp. It was really nice. Even John Kasich got a certificate of participation. He also got a high-profile endorsement from Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold officially endorsed John Kasich yesterday. Or maybe he endorsed a chicken quesadilla. I have no idea what... He endorsed Kasich, and then he gave him a hug. It looked like it could pop his head off. But this is particularly interesting because basically Governor Kasich is hoping to be the former host of The Apprentice with help from the current host of The Apprentice, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
See, it's just weird circles sometimes. It is weird. All that stuff happens.
A lot of reality television has entered into our political discussion. That's the way it goes.
Yeah. Speaking of reality television, I know Oscar's going to be pleased because he mitched The Bachelor last night.
I missed.
He missed it.
Not mitched.
Mitched. Mitch is The Bachelor.
That looks like it could be a new verb. Hey, what happened? Oh, man, you won't believe it. I mitched it.
I mitched it.
I mitched it, man. You know what? What happened? Well, she came over to visit me, and then... Look, you know, I wasn't in the mood. I know she's hot, but I was tired, and, you know, I had to work at 6 o'clock in the morning. Look, all things considered, I mitched it.
It's named after Mitch McConnell, Mike. It's the verb form of mitching it. But anyway,
I missed it, yes.
Last night they were doing, like, the season retrospective, right? Looking back over it. And this Bachelor Ben talks a good game, and really, with the help of the host, tap dances out of the fact that he told two women on the same day that he loved them both.
By the way, do you know he does this on his birthday? You know he does this for you.
Yes.
You know he does this specifically for you. This is not for me. This is not for Pony. This is for you, Oscar Santana. This is your moment.
Yes.
He puts this on our show for you.
Mike, what I like to feel is that I'm taking 40 seconds of The Bachelor and saving everyone an hour from having to watch it. Because this is the moment that you need to know. Here's Let's Bachelor listen. Ben tap dancing.
You told two women you're in love with them.
Yeah, I did.
Do you realize what a mess you're in?
Thanks. I never thought that's where my heart would go.
You know, I think you compartmentalized so well. You made everybody feel as if they were the only one there that day. And you kind of just lost yourself in those moments, and you went with it. You went with your heart.
Can you pause it for a second, please? Please pause it. Yeah. You don't compartmentalize. You're a liar. You're a piece of crap, lying sack of garbage. That's not compartmentalizing. Don't soften it. You lie to women's faces.
Couldn't he be in love with both of them?
You're doing the same goddamn thing.
He's on his side.
You're doing the same thing. I love you. No, I love you. No, I love you. They make movies about it, for Christ's sake.
Oh, he has more dancing to do. Hold on.
Yeah. I love you.
You know, as we talked at the very beginning of this, the only way to do it is to compartmentalize each relationship. Because if you start grouping or comparing, that's not fair to the woman involved. And it spit me out of place.
No, stop again. Stop it. Sorry, stop. No. The only way to do it is to lie to all the women.
You can't bundle them.
Whether you love them or not.
No.
You can't bundle them like cable.
Mike.
Like DirecTV with that?
You have to compartmentalize or you don't get to put it in. That's the deal. That's the rule at The Bachelor.
Yay,
all right, I want to close with this. Hadn't planned on it, but did you see the naked woman dancing on the truck in Houston yesterday?
I did, yes.
The lady who called 911 was named Pearlie.
Can I ask this question? Did anybody see it non-pixelated?
I did not see it.
I didn't see it non-pixelated.
No.
That make me a bad person?
Well, you want to get to the truth.
Yeah. I wanted to see what the body really looked like when she was standing up on the truck.
Did you compartmentalize?
I compartmentalized that. That was the evil Mike.
All right. Well, the lady who called 911 to report this poor sick lady was named Pearlie Ward, and we tracked her down, Mike.
Oh, no.
Here's Pearlie Ward talking about this poor woman dancing on a truck in Houston. Sad, really.
I said, oh, my goodness, this lady has taken her clothes off. That's the most horrific thing I've ever seen, and I'll be 68 in 2 days. And I say, in the name of Jesus, I bless you and hope things be okay for you. That was a miracle. That was a miracle. She could have killed herself and someone else. And I applaud those men because they went through something this morning.
They sure did, Pearlie. They sure did. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. That's
that
all
is
we have.
Okay. This has been another Mike O'Mara show. It's come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
That's Pearly Ward.
If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show, with a letter and package, send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the mailbag, send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And support our show, please.
Thank you.
Buy our bonus content. Go through our Amazon page. Let me know the advertisers that you're patronizing. All that stuff is really good. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our good friend Pearly, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.